Small businesses now are able to go into an exchange program and buy health insurance competitively. When I used to run my family's tire and automotive company, every year I saw double-digit premium increases as the president and CEO of the company. Very tough to be a small business and to provide that benefit. If I had been able to pool with other local small businesses or other tire dealers around the country, our economies of scale would be larger and we would be able to drive that cost down, and that exchange program is going to be able to provide it. So this legislation essentially ensures that the vast majority of Americans are going to find a way to have coverage. The legislation is paid for, and we shore up long-term issues in terms of solvency with Medicare. So we're looking forward to making sure as each piece, you know, phases in. Right now, if you're a student here at the University of Arizona, you can stay on your parents' insurance plan until you're 26 years of age. Critical for kids that are growing older and, you know, trying to get their foot forward in the world. So this legislation is an opportunity now for those millions, in fact, almost 50 million Americans that have no coverage.
Immediately repeal the legislation. It offers the federal government putting a mandate on the American people, forcing them to purchase a good or service from another American citizen. The federal government doesn't have any right to do that. On top of cutting $500 billion from Medicare, over $200 billion from Medicare Advantage, we already have 14% of doctors that won't take Medicare because it's underpaying them. We're going to continue to underpay them, which will decrease the access to care for seniors. This bill was completely wrong for America. It was wrong for our healthcare system. We need real reforms. Tort reform is what we need. Stop these ridiculous, frivolous lawsuits. We need to force the insurance companies not to compete with the government, but to compete with each other across state lines. We need expansion of the tax-free healthcare savings accounts. What this bill did was put horrendous also taxes on small business. We talk about the reform was paid for. We borrowed money from China to pay for it, and we're taxing businesses to pay for it. I know Don Kelly Construction, our insurance premiums are going up 18% next year because of this law. I've talked to several small businesses whose premiums will be going up 15%. We already have insurance companies closing because of this law. This will decrease the quality of the greatest healthcare system in the world. We need to get the government out of our system, not more government in it.
Hey, I mean, simply that information is not correct. This legislation is completely paid for. It's not borrowing money from the Chinese. That's what happened with the Medicare Part D prescription drug program that was passed under the former administration. The AMA, the American Medical Association, endorsed this legislation, as did the retirement associations. I mean, you know, AARP endorses this bill. I mean, this legislation takes money from future growth in Medicare, which I think these two gentlemen at the table would agree, actually extends the solvency of Medicare. Medicare Advantage, the overpayments to Medicare Advantage, where we as citizens subsidize these private insurance companies for a profiting tremendously from our health care, we're going to dial that back a little bit because it's right and it's the correct thing to do.
I don't know that the United States of America was built on a government that could tell a private company to dial back their profits. In fact, I think we became the wealthiest, most magnificent country in the history of the world because our government did not have that power over us. Because when we give them that power over an insurance company, eventually they come for you. They come for your plumbing business. They come for anything you do. When you begin to let the federal government tell a business how much they can and can't make, that is a recipe for poverty.
It's a 2,000-plus page bill, and if I got elected, I would try to cut down the sizes of bills that go through Congress. I know Ms. Gifford's staff has probably read the entire bill, but I doubt that she has read it.
I've read the bill. Okay. I've read it several times, in fact.
Okay,
that's
I'm sorry.
Job.
I think it's hard to I'm just reacting to some of the things that Nancy Pelosi said. We have to pass the bill before we know what's in it. Regulation always induces extra cost. You lay these big regulations down, you're going to have to pay administrative people to just know what's in it so they can comply with it. And I'm against it. It's unconstitutional to compel somebody to purchase a service. It sets up a new banking system, an insurance company now that bankers, and there's an easier way to do it. Offer medical doctors up to 100% tax income tax immunity for pro bono service. And that way you cut out the middleman and you make it so he can say yes or no, or give you more freedom of choice.